This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, we finally got rid of Eddie Ipps. God, I thought the guy was never going to leave. And you're talking our ears off. Jesus. Eddie F.
You're not kidding.
No, at all. He literally, I'm telling you, the song ended as the door closed. I was, oh, what a nice break we had. Eddie F. is at the punchline tonight. Eddie with an IE, Ift with two Fs.
Such a weird thing when you're good friends with someone, but you don't ever see them.
Right. And then you have to catch up and the whole time.
That's the mode we're in right now, is telling everything that's happened since we last talked.
Right.
I forgot. Last time he was here, he had Bell's palsy.
I think about that all the time because, you know, I know somebody else who had Bell's palsy.
Who?
You know the person, too. I'm not going to say it on the air. I don't want to call her out.
That's a her.
It is. But when he was here, whenever he told us about the Bell's palsy thing, she, like, started texting me, like, oh, my God, I had that, too. And, hers was lasted forever. I mean, like, 2-3 months.
Well, that's bad.
It is. It's a long time for Bell's palsy, and his was done in 10 days, which is...
Well, he was just telling me it's his fasting that's doing it, or he says.
So Dr. Drew says.
Right.
You know.
He slipped that in there pretty nicely, didn't he?
Well, he knows a lot of people.
Right. Well, he's in L.A.
I mean, you wouldn't believe how many things he just told us. Like, he tried to FaceTime Ty Pennington. I mean, he's just nonstop. He's manic. Eddie, calm down. Take a breath, buddy. Oof. I'm convinced he just didn't want to go back out there and sit with his wife.
Yeah, I don't know.
Didn't want to leave. I'm like, okay, all right, great, okay, well.
Do you have to give something away?
I just did.
You did that already.
Yep,
okay. So our text number is 800-400-3697. As we are a little scattered, not only did we have Eddie in, but we're getting ready to go see Ready Player One.
We got to eat first.
The premiere is coming up here in a bit, and we're all just trying to get ourselves organized.
That's right.
But we do have some texts from you guys. Oh, and by the way, happy birthday again to Alan Rosen from Bananas.
Oh, happy birthday, Alan. Ding, ding, shame.
We appreciate you, and I hope you have a great day.
Bananas at large. I'll be there later today.
You will?
I go once a week on Wednesdays. My kid
oh, lessons.
Yeah, we had to push it to late this afternoon because of the movie.
Well, I'm sorry you're so old, Alan, but you know, have a nice day anyway.
What a nice story you have.
Sucks to be you, but you know, you have a nice family and a nice store, but God.
Yeah. I know, but you must feel so young, 2.5 weeks younger than him.
What are you talking about? Anyway, let me get to these texts. 239 says, Vinny, does iWatch track surf distance and number of waves caught? No. And there's an app out there that supposedly did it, and I tried it, and it doesn't work.
Oh,
and
bummer.
It could be user error, but I don't think so. I think it was just a janky app that wasn't quite ready for...
It was for your Apple Watch?
So, yeah, it's on the Apple Watch. You were supposed to start it as your ankles are in the water, and then it's supposed to track your surf session.
And be able to even show you, probably, GPS.
Exactly, right, and it didn't do what it was supposed to.
Oh, that's a bummer.
And they do have that technology in other watches that do that, but this one just tells you how much exercise you got, which is still good, valid, valuable information. I like it.
Yeah.
You're liking yours or
I
no?
I do. I love it. Thank you so much.
You don't have to keep thanking me.
I feel so grateful. I think about it all the time. Like, as I'm looking, I'm like, oh, look, I just completed another ring. Thanks, Vinny.
It was just in the dresser drawer. It's okay.
Yeah, it's great.
So I'm glad it's being put to use.
It is. I love it.
I would think that now, because John was researching it, that he would be
wants to do it.
Choose it now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there it is in action.
Well, and he wants to do the one with the phone on it and, you know, the one that you have with, like, I don't know, its own separate little
ring. It has data, so it gets its own.
Because he goes off and, you know, if he's riding his bike or he just doesn't want to have to use the armband for his music and, you know, carry his phone with him, so he wants to.
I definitely thought about what Eddie was warning me of, which is you don't want to be reachable at all times. But actually, what I like about it is I can leave the phone behind. I was thinking specifically of Disneyland,
mm-hmm.
leaving the phone behind and
having
still being
free
reachable.
Hands, right.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I don't like that I like it, but I do have to tell you the truth. I like it.
Yeah. I like it too.
It's too much Apple, but I do like it.
Probably get wrist cancer from it.
No. Why would you say that?
I don't
to
know,
me?
You know, because I'm talking about me. You're way too healthy to get that.
That's not the way it works. It's usually the healthy people who find themselves and the ones who are still pulling on their vape.
Right. Like, between, oh, man, sucks for you.
Pulling their oxygen mask off to get vape puffs in. But still, there they are in their 90s.
Woo!
My Facebook timeline says 6 years ago today, you guys thought you'd won the 300 grand. But in reality, you only won 13.
Oh, that was 6 years ago
Six
today.
Years ago today.
Guy, the Jolly King Liquors. Every time I walk in to buy lottery tickets, he's like, "Oh, we're going to do it this time." I guess we're about due now. 6 years later, I should buy some lottery tickets today just because it's the 6 year anniversary.
510 says, "Hey guys, FYI, keep your expectations low for Ready Player One. I heard they had licensing problems, which led to major aspects of the movie being left out.
Oh,
I've stopped reading until I see the movie, so I can go in not knowing what I'm missing."
Oh.
I'm aware that they're not going to be able to.
They couldn't have anyway.
There's no way. The real thing, the real artistry of this film is going to be how they move in and out of the Oasis and mm-hmm. real life and whether or not.
Because there are two totally separate stories. Well, not really totally separate. I mean, there's like sort of the real life stuff and the.
But the journey he goes on is part of it, too. And that'll
Absolutely.
Be critical to whether or not you feel like you've. Been on that mission with him.
Right.
You know.
Yes.
From the early days where nothing's happening worldwide to all of a sudden, a clue's been found. A clue's been found.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We know something.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Right?
Yes. It's crazy. It's such a good story.
Because how many years pass where nothing
happens?
I think
it's like 5 or 6 years before even the first thing happens.
Right.
The whole world goes crazy looking for these clues and then all the fear dies down.
Because they're like, this isn't a solvable thing.
Right.
It's not happening.
Right up until somebody solves it.
Carrying cash helps you stop overspending. That's like carrying a flask of whiskey helps you stop overdrinking. I don't think so.
Yeah, no. Having access to a limited amount of cash is key to spending less money. When you have a credit card on you.
Doesn't hurt as much.
That's true.
Well, the credit, you no doubt, though, that you are like, $60 for that? That's all the money I got on my hand. Credit card, y'all.
Right, no biggie.
That's hooked up to my bank account.
I'll deal with that later.
Yeah. I get what I want now.
I like, though, that Hooman, you know, if there's any example of why you carry cash, Hooman made it rain on Uzi 2 times today.
Yeah. Oh,
that was spectacular.
Oof. If only we could have gone in there and helped.
I can't make it rain on anybody.
You have a 5. You can just throw a 5 at her a few times.
Right. Throw it, pick it up, throw it, pick it
right.
up.
Once again, our friend Rudy was golden on the podcast. We need to send him out on assignment just so we can hear about his escapades.
No doubt. That was such a funny story.
I mean, he's off the deep end for sure.
Yeah. It's good, though.
But
that was so that
great
was,
times.
We sat there. For, I don't know how long that whole story took, but 45 minutes or something?
Yeah.
And I just was like, my face hurt from smiling and laughing so much. It wasn't you, Eddie. It was some other comedian that we like. Eddie leans over. He's looking.
408 says, a total HR nightmare, this show.
Why? What do we do now?
Well, we made it rain on her like 3 times. I mean, next thing you know.
What? We paid her.
Right. By the way, since we're talking about Eddie, I did post how to get tickets for his Bingle Fest on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, that sounds so fun. I actually, as I was looking through some of the pictures as he's talking about it on his whatever social media, I was like, oh, that sounds fun. I should go to that. I'm not going to.
Right, I'm going to say.
I only have so many vacation days a year, but, you know.
Well, I mean, here you are. You won't go to Burning Man, but you go to Bingle Fest?
Bingle Fest sounds so fun.
So does Burning Man.
No, Burning Man sounds like just an accident waiting to happen.
Dude, we're John's all gonna going to drop John? LSD and get naked in the desert.
Right.
Who doesn't want to do that?
No, thanks.
I'm just afraid of falling out of the treehouse
Just you could be in one of the tiny houses, Yuzi.
Hold on, come here.
Wait.
Come here. Yeah, get him a mic. Just send him back in here. It's all he wants anyway.
I know, seriously. I can't get enough microphone.
That's so true. He just wants to be in a room with microphones. He doesn't care.
Just anybody talking to me.
So LSD, desert, is that what we're talking about here?
No, I think this is better than Burning Man because the tree houses, if you look on her website, crazy, crazy site, they look like it looks like an Ewok village. Like I slept in one of the tree houses when last time I was there. We paid for like one night in a tiny house. I thought it was a joke. I was going to bring the whole crew from the Bingle Fest and put them all in a tiny house and film it. Mm-hmm. The tiny house is like the size of a bed.
Yeah, and so that's where Yuzi can stay in the tiny house.
Yeah,
you can't fall out of that.
How high up is it?
The treehouse is pretty, you know, but they have like, the one has a ramp up and it's got a live.
Oh,
you
ramp
would love
is
this,
good
Sarah.
For me.
The ramps are like, they're alive. Like it's moss all over them and
it sounds slippery.
She has those like those treehouse guys that make the TV shows come in and build the treehouses.
You were telling me about this. This is you know, they look absolutely fascinating. We have a whole love of things that have been built.
Yeah.
Like the tiny I want to build tiny houses in my backyard for Yuzette to stay in and not fall out of.
You know what, Yuzi? Why doesn't he just drive you to a hospital and break your neck there?
Yeah. You're not gonna fall. In fact, you can stay you can stay in my tent, Yuzette.
A tent.
Yeah, I mean I have a tent.
Wow, how
not
inviting.
Quite the same effect.
There's a bubble house in the back that everybody's going to get hot boxed in.
Oh, really? We're sharing our tent now, are
yeah,
we?
Yeah, yeah. Lauren will be in the tent. No, I don't know if Lauren's coming. She's going to be pretty pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, right. Lauren is not going to want to be there anyway, but the pregnancy thing will be an ultimate excuse.
We got a fireworks permit, and the guy.
Where is this? Is this outside Seattle?
The guy that's shooting the fireworks is a comedian named Craig Philip Conan.
Oh, this is going to go badly.
The first and last time.
He's done time
for
fireworks.
Eddie. Oh, no.
Where is this?
Is it in Washington?
Monroe, Washington.
Yeah,
how about this?
Monroe.
How about this, guys?
When we were on our way there, we stopped at a place called Hillbilly Hotties, which was a coffee place.
Oh, it wasn't like a strip joint?
No, it was a coffee place where the girls served the coffee with like pasties and bottoms on. And I have them serving coffee.
Oh,
in
you
the
hired them for the.
Wow.
Oh, great
you
job,
are going to lose $20,000.
Yeah, this isn't my kind of thing. I think this Burning Man, I'm out.
Wait. And Lagunitas is sponsoring it. Mm. We have free beer from Lagunitas. And we also are doing it for charity. We're doing it.
And it's the Eddie F. Foundation.
No, it's to benefit prostate cancer, and I think we're going to have a doctor on hand that will check your prostate.
Oh, my God.
I think he's a doctor. He was like a friend.
You
of
think
a
he's
friend.
A doctor.
Yeah.
He did do time for doctoring.
Yeah.
He volunteered. So.
Oh, my God. This sounds like
the best time
ever.
Hey, so how far is Monroe from Seattle?
45 minutes, and we have a weed bus that'll pick you up at the airport, and it'll take you to the gigs.
How much does it cost to go?
$250.
For how many nights?
3 days.
And three nights?
Does that include like food and drink and everything?
That's all your beer, all your...
And all your comedy.
Yeah, and all your there's 12 comedians.
You're telling me $250, you get yourself to Seattle.
Yeah.
But then $250 covers everything else. How many people are you thinking of?
She told me I was only allowed to sell 50 tickets for the property because that's all I could hold. But
you're insane. So you're not good at math, is what you're telling me.
No. Let's just say I'm bending the rules.
Oh my God, Eddie.
I'm scared.
How many? So people are going to get assigned bunkage? Like, as in?
Do you remember that festival where the guy went to jail? The fire festival.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
This Except isn't this how you sell tickets to a show.
No, it's gonna be unbelievable. But like, we sold. I did VIP tickets.
Of course,
and
you did.
We sold the 50
did
right.
Did stay in your tent?
We sold 50 right away, so we're in a little bit of we're.
Oh, okay.
So is this hot dogs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner too? Because it doesn't sound like with that money.
No, here's the deal. Food, you're on your own. But
Yeah,
we're not Fire Festival. Well, beer will take care of you. But
yeah, it's like food.
But she did allow me to release 25 new tickets today. So,
oh.
So 25 tickets. That's it.
Do the math on that. Like, what can he possibly earn?
25 tickets times what?
So 75
tickets times $250 a piece. And you said some of them were pricier?
Look, I'm not doing this.
You are doing
for
this.
The money. I'm doing
clearly.
It for the experience.
Uh-huh. And for a weekend away from your wife.
And for the divorce.
Right. Oh, my God.
Hey, if they get remarried, I was just told I get invited to this next wedding.
Oh,
that's
wow.
really exciting for me.
Right.
I don't want to say I'm rooting for that, but it's a way to make it up to me. Hey, can I remind everyone, tomorrow we're going to be doing a humongous movie review, me and Corey Rosen for Ready Player One.
Oh,
I posted
excited.
A picture of me and Corey on my Instagram, everyone. Check it
and
out.
And Corey. 18,700.
Hooman TV.
Oh, 18.
I don't know what's
You want to say anything else, Eddie?
18,000.
Is Hooman coming to Binglefest?
No.
Oh, you should go.
Me,
you should totally go to that.
Sounds ghetto.
Yeah, you can come back and give us a review.
All right.
We're going to break. We'll be back.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You said, what an amazing show you produced this morning.
Oh, I'm so glad you guys followed the scripts today.
Yes, we tried to stick
Eddie
right
too.
With them. Yeah, Eddie stayed on script as well.
Yeah.
Eddie If, thanks for coming in today. He's at the Punchline tonight, and he and his wife Lauren are going to come over and watch Ready Player One with us. I'm so excited.
So we'll be reviewing that tomorrow, right?
Yeah. So I guess Corey Rosen is going to be there too, or was he at the screening last night?
He was at the screening last night. He'll be here in studio tomorrow.
All right. Perfect. So have a great day. Don't forget Survivor's on tonight.
Oh, right.
And I think that's it for us. We're going to head over there and enjoy the movie.
Uh-huh.
Have a great day. Keep it on Alice all day. There's actually more chances at Outside Lands passes.
Right.
It's amazing. Alice, all the live long
all
day.
All right, we'll check you out.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.